Now, being in Eretz Yisrael, there are three political parties that are running the elections on a platform of We Hate Charedim. Left, right, and center. Lieberman on the right, Barak on the left, and Lapid in the middle. All have the same idea. So when you look at Eretz Yisrael, you get attacked quite a lot. And one of the questions people used to ask me is, how come Charedim don't stand for the siren on Yom HaShoah? Now they usually ask more about Yom HaZikaron, because it's really hard to say Charedim don't care about the Shoah. So why don't they stand for the siren on Yom HaShoah? So I said, you know, it's so interesting that you created this day based on the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. And you dafka put it in Nisan when you're not allowed to have a day of public mourning. And that's when you decide to remember the Holocaust. We have a day that's a remembrance for the Holocaust, and that's Tisha B'Av. And people say to me, no, this is special. This is special. It's different than everything else that's happened in Jewish history. And I say, you are so incredibly naive. Because whether you're talking about Churban Europe, or Churban France, or Churban Spain, or any of the other Churbanos that we've had throughout history, if you ever study history, you know that World War II was just a continuation of World War I. World War I started on Tisha B'Av. It set everything in motion. And so that's why it's so interesting that I was giving these last two kids. Because it was one year that I was asked to speak on the kinnah that I just explained. And I read a letter that somebody had written to a Jewish newspaper, one that had made a profound impact on me. It was obviously 1995. And the person wrote, 50 years ago, what would a person have given to be able to daven in shul? Obviously talking about the Holocaust. 50 years ago, what would a person have been able to do to daven from a sitter to hear Kaddish or Kriyas HaTorah? Open parentheses, I'll tell you what. When Lazer Silver was in the DP camps, he was trying to put together a minyan, and this one guy said, I would never daven again. He says, why? He says, I saw somebody smuggle a sitter into Auschwitz, and he used to charge people a half a day rations to use the sitter for 10 minutes. We were already on starvation rations. These people were giving up their life, and you were using your sitter to do that? I would never daven again. And the Lady of Silver said, why don't you look at all the people who are willing to give up a half a day rations to use a sitter for 10 minutes? And he said, 50 years ago, to be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah, to hear a Kaddish, what would we have given? And today that we have the chance, do we pay attention? Or do we talk through the laning and talk through the Kaddish and talk through the davening? And he had this one line where he said, maybe if we saw our shuls turn into stables, it's because we turn them into stables. And I read this line, and there was somebody sitting on the floor, and he said to me, I must object. Now, this is not a group participation event, so I was taken aback. He said, you want to tell me that Chochmei Lublin got turned into stables because they did something wrong? No one can question the Kedosha. Nobody. And I said, the point I was trying to make is, he said, I lost over 80 relatives in the Holocaust. Nobody has a right to question the Kedosha. Ask the Rosh Hashiva. Nobody can question them. And he started crying. And I considered my options, and I decided to just say, we should all have a nechama and sit down. But I spoke the next year on this kinnah. And I said over something that Rapper, who's the Shiva of Yeshiva Far Rockaway, said, that is such a powerful idea and so frightening. He said, nothing happens out there unless it happens in here. The Goyim can't come up with some craziness unless we invent it. L'dugma. Wilhelm Wassmann suggests that maybe the reason they were blood libels, why would Jews be accused of eating people's blood when we're the only religion that asks eating blood? He says, it had to come from us. And he said, I would suggest that maybe it's because Mechiras Yosef, when we pretended that animal blood was human blood, that created the possibility. But it has to come from us. How could it be there's such a thing as a Holocaust denial? There is more evidence for the existence of the Holocaust than almost any other historical event. If you questioned the American Civil War, you'd be considered crazy. If you questioned the purges that Stalin did, you'd be crazy. And there was less documentation than the Holocaust, because the Nazis were very, very good at their job of keeping records. How could people say it didn't happen when there's so much evidence? And he said, it's a scary thing to say, if there's Holocaust denial out there, it's only because there's Holocaust denial in here. And he says, what do I mean? The Chazal asked, why was Bayis Rishon destroyed? Vodazor, Gilar Rayas, Shrichas Damin. The Gemara asks, why was the second basement destroyed? Sinas Chinam. A whole list of Chatoyim. The Rishonim ask, why did the Crusades take place and so many Jewish communities destroyed? And they give an answer. The Achronim ask, by Chelmenki, why were all these communities in Poland wiped out? And they give an answer. And the only thing you're not allowed to ask is why the Holocaust happened, what did we do wrong? Interestingly enough, in Warsaw, in the ghetto, during the war, they held a basement to find out what we did wrong that we deserved the Holocaust, and they came up with 10 of theirs. The Victor Miller, that's out. We'll talk about this, what was going on in Europe before the war. And people, survivors, they would scream at him. You're questioning the memory of the Kadeshim. And he said, you're questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You think it was just bad luck? He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time? There was geopolitical considerations? No, open up Kisavo and read the Holocaust. It's written right there, black and white. And whether you're talking about Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, Beitar, Crusades, Chelmenki, you look at all of the destruction that we went through, and the Holocaust is part of that. It's a kinah that we say on Tisha B'Av because we understand this is part and parcel where Jewish history comes from. And all of a sudden we can't ask why. Vadi Yosef was once discussing, you know, Averis that might have caused the Holocaust. And there was an outpouring of rage. How dare he question it? You're justifying the Nazis. We're not justifying the Nazis anymore when they're justifying the Romans or the Cossacks or the Crusaders or anybody else. We understand that as the Marcheshes was being tortured to death by the Nazis, if Guzman was hiding and he saw this, he told the story. As the Marcheshes was being tortured to death, he kept saying to the Nazis, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Geyser, you couldn't touch a hair on my head. It wasn't bad luck. And once we deny that the Holocaust is part of Tisha B'Av, once we deny that it came about because we fell short in some way, whatever that way is, we don't have to get it right. But if you refuse to look at it and you refuse to think about it, those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. The Holocaust is something we live with every day because we have no idea what the world was like before the Holocaust. There's a book called Williamsburg Memories, and in the introduction, these two yeshiva guys are on a bus, and there's a bunch of guys going to work, plumbers and electricians and, you know, ordinary people, carpenters. And they look at the boys and say, what are you learning? And they look at him like, you know, Majamaratsim, you know, Baba Kami. He says, which sugya? He says, oh yes, how'd you learn the Tosfos over there? You know, and they do a double take. And then the other guy says to him, what are you asking these guys for? Are you asking Rabbi Kiva Eger? And the other guy says, no, he wants to get to the Pnei Yeshua. And these guys all know Torah. They all know Torah. They live Torah. They learn Torah. They lived. The whole city of Kelm used to finish Shas every year. I just heard a story by Pesach Friend. He was at the Klausenberger was in the DP cast, and this Hasidic boy went off the derech after the Holocaust, and he was fighting with everybody. So they said, you know, maybe the Rebbe could speak to him. He said, sure. So the boy comes over, and he knows, okay, the Rebbe's going to give him most, you know. The Rebbe looks at him and says, you're angry. He says, yeah, I'm angry. You're angry because you lost your parents and you lost your family, and you feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the best that just left you. The boy said, yeah. The Klausenberger said, I lost my wife and 11 children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the best that left me. And he started crying on his boy's shoulder. The two of them just sat there and cried for 15 minutes. And he kept saying, they took the best, they took the best, and they left us. There is a plate that we're what's left. We're the scraps. The yeshivas of Europe, the gedolim of Europe, and everything that went, it's all gone, it's all in ashes. And somebody just wrote me a letter and said, how are we supposed to bring Mashiach when all the gedolim and the great ones didn't bring Mashiach? And the answer is, because we're the only ones who are left. That's it, it's us. There's nobody else. It's our learning and our davening that's going to bring Mashiach. There's nobody else to do it. We've lost everything. We lost it all. That's what Tisha B'Av, when we lost the Beis HaMikdash and we were thrown into Golus and we had no place to bring Korbanos. And we saw communities wiped out and everything destroyed. And then we saw all of Europe and all the yeshivas destroyed. And all that's left is us. We have to have the payoff. To go on, not because we're the best, because we're what's left. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us to live in this door, Mitzvah Hashem, the last door before Mashiach, for us to be able to be the ones who are able to change the world, to make it back, that the third Beis HaMikdash should come, and that all the greats who ever lived will come back, for us to be able to have the world the way it's supposed to be in Mitzvah Hashem.
We're going to say the Baba of Rebbe's Kinnah.